Wisconsin's unemployment rate soared in the early days of the pandemic, initially hitting the double digits. The rate is back down to 5.5%, but that's not as low as it was before COVID-19 started squeezing businesses and workers. Meanwhile, Governor Evers is proposing to spend millions of dollars supporting small businesses and economic development around the state, and Democrats in Congress are working on a new COVID relief package. So how does this all set up Wisconsin's economy for the months ahead? You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about the job market for 2021? Are you on the job market? How's it going for you? Were you, as an employee or a business manager or owner, in one of those lines of work hit really hard by the pandemic? How are things going for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Abdur Chaudhry joins us for a look at Wisconsin's economy. He's a professor emeritus in the Department of Economics at Marquette University. Abdur, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me in your program.
Well, one of the big issues we've seen all along here is these businesses, restaurants and others that were hit especially hard by the pandemic because they're, you know, places where people gather. And the people who work at those, what are you watching for that sector of the economy that's been hit so hard?
Basically, the recovery of this sector crucially depends on vaccination. What we have seen in the last couple of weeks in Wisconsin is that the number of COVID cases are going down and also the number of vaccinations are increasing. Now, this is a positive sign. If the vaccination increases, then my guess is that in the next 2-3 months, we will see many of these restaurants and, you know, places where there are contacts with customers, these places will open, and that will increase employment in this sector of the economy.
Now, we've seen things like the Paycheck Protection Program aimed at helping that kind of business. A lot of businesses stay afloat during this tough time. Now, we have Governor Evers proposing a little more at the state level. Members of Congress may be working on something. Has there been enough help to make sure we don't lose a good chunk of our economy forever, in effect?
Actually, there has been some help. For example, last December, the Congress passed a relief bill, which did give some money to businesses, for instance. But I think we need more. And if you look at the Biden administration, they have suggested this $1.9 trillion relief bill. Governor Evers, in his 2-year budget, he has also proposed a significant amount of money to help businesses who have been affected by pandemic. So these things will help to bring us sort of out of this situation.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate, as I mentioned, about 5.5%. Pre-pandemic, that was down at 3.5% last February. What do you make of our current unemployment numbers? Do you see them anytime soon going back down to where they were before the pandemic hit in the first place?
I do expect the unemployment rate to drop from 5.5% as we over the next 2-3 months. You know, by summer, once vaccination drive is successful, as well as, you know, the weather gets warmer, I do expect to see unemployment rate decline significantly, even if it doesn't go to 3.5% very soon. But I think it will be below 5 and close to 4%.
We've seen a lot of shifts in the way we do business and especially the way we buy stuff, Abdur, during the pandemic. A lot of online ordering. This is already a trend, of course, accelerated by people not wanting to go out to a store. Fair enough. Uh-huh. Curbside pickup or restaurant delivery. How much do you think these changes we've seen over the last year are going to stick around and just be permanent factors in the economy?
I think it will stick around, these, you know, pickups from restaurants, you know, curbside pickup from grocery stores. Those are some things that will stay with us for some time to come.
Talking to Abdur Chaudhry from Marquette University, a Department of Economics, Professor Emeritus there, looking at Wisconsin's economic prospects for the year to come as hopefully we recover more and more from the pandemic. Abdur, you mentioned that $1.9 trillion package coming from the White House and Congress, still in the works on the congressional side of things. There's been some argument. You know, we've already spent enough at the federal level. We need more. We need even more than this. What do you think about the level of funding and the impact it might have?
we do need more. There's no question about it. Whether we will go up to $1.9 trillion is something that we have to see. President Biden is trying to come up with some sort of a compromise bill with the Republicans. So my guess is after all the negotiations are done, the number will drop from $1.9 trillion. It will be closer to, I would say, my guess, somewhere around $1.5, $1.4 trillion. That will be the final number. But we do need a significant amount of help from the federal government for a number of states.
And how important is the timing, doing it quickly versus a long, protracted negotiation here? Does having something in place a month from now make that much difference versus 2 or 3 months from now, say?
No, I think the timing is important. The faster, you know, the negotiations are done, the earlier we can get the money into the hands of businesses and workers, the better the economy will be, the faster the recovery will be. So the timing is very important.
Now, as we mentioned, the unemployment rate went back down from the peak of the pandemic, but not as low as it was. I know there's concern for people who are in the long-term unemployed category. Maybe that restaurant or event worker or bar worker or whatever, where they can't just go get a job at another restaurant. They're just out of work. And there's concern that when you have that in your background, it gets harder to get that job even when the jobs are available. Do you have concerns about that?
Yes, I do. And as I said, I don't expect unemployment rate to go down to 3.5%, which was the pre-pandemic level, very soon. The reason is we all know that many businesses were shut down permanently. So those workers who are working there, they have lost their jobs. It will be hard for them to get another job. It will take time. So my guess is that unemployment will drop to 4.5% and will stay there for some time.
One concern traditionally when it comes to getting back to the federal government and recovery spending, if the federal government injects too much money into the economy, whether by printing money or by borrowing lots of money and then spending it, that it can lead to fears of inflation. And it seems, Abdur, like a lot of economists who used to worry about that don't as much anymore. Where do you stand on that?
I basically agree with that group. Inflation currently is running below 2% in the U.S. And you have to think, what is more important at this point? You know, if there is a trade-off, should we accept a slightly higher inflation so that we can increase economic growth? I think economic growth to generate recovery, economic growth is more important. So if the inflation goes up, and inflation will go up slightly in the coming months from below 2%, my estimate is that inflation will go to somewhere around 2.5% by this summer. But it's a price worth paying.
Switching to another topic that might be on people's minds soon, I've seen some concerns that the big weather hit in Texas might start affecting things like gasoline prices in the Midwest, if it isn't already. What are you watching for there?
Yes. In fact, what we are expecting is that because of the refineries being closed and the lack of electricity, about 40% of total production of gasoline has been affected. A number of refineries in Texas, Kansas, for example, were closed. So that will affect the price of gas that we pay at the pump. And my estimate is that you'll see gas prices go up by about 25 cents in the next week or two. After that, once everything comes back to production, things will sort of settle down and gas prices will sort of stabilize after about 2-3 weeks.
And that takes me to what might be one of the next big debates in Congress, a long talked about infrastructure investment program. People point toward power grids in places like Texas and, of course, to roads and transportation infrastructure as being out of date, needing some money. Infrastructure maybe being a way to stimulate the economy more. Do you have thoughts on what kind of things we might want to see if, in fact, infrastructure is the next item up for bids in Congress?
Yes, the Biden administration has already sort of given indication that they will have an infrastructure bill. They want to spend some money, and it has two positive things. First is obviously a lot of infrastructure in this country needs to be repaired, needs to be improved, updated. And second, it will provide jobs to a lot of people, that will generate a lot of economic growth in the country. So I think infrastructure investment will go a long way in helping us in the recovery.
Now, we've seen, as we look back to the Great Recession, the generation that came out of high school and college there took an economic hit that stuck around with them for a long time. Do you have fears for that generation maybe hitting the job market 2020, 2021, how this is going to affect them down the road?
The type of jobs that will be available is changing, as you know. So that will affect, the skills that are required from our new graduates. They will need maybe a new set of skills for this changed environment. And that's one thing that I think we need to consider and we need to sort of prepare for.
And speaking of preparation, I mean, we got hit by this pandemic. We didn't know it was coming, but we know some kind of disruptions will happen in the economy from decade to decade. Are there lessons you're taking away on how to plan for the unexpected big hit, whether it's a Great Recession, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a huge power grid outage?
Yes, obviously these are unexpected. We can't sort of plan for it way ahead of time, but we need to set aside some money. For example, we need to increase our savings rate, both at the personal level and also at the government level, so that we have some funds to meet emergencies like this. And one thing we have seen in the last year, that personal savings rate in the U.S. has gone up. We were far behind other Western countries when it came to savings, but personal savings rate has gone up in the last year or so, and I think that's a good sign. If we can save more, invest, that will help us to meet these emergencies in the future.
Abdur, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Okay, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Abdur Chaudhry is a professor emeritus in the Department of Economics at Marquette University. He joined us for a look at Wisconsin's economic health and what's ahead as the pandemic continues.